Perpetual Motion by Johann Strauss II here on KPR with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. Always a fun one. Goes on and on and on. I will have to say, that's pretty fast. I haven't heard the bassoon play that fast before. Good morning. I am Destiny. I hope you are all doing really well this Thursday morning. Hope you didn't get rained out too much with some of the storms last night, and I hope you're all faring well. Today we've got a 30% chance of storms again, so keep your eyes to the sky this hour. Music by composers you will likely recognize, some really lovely things, an English folk song suite, and Paganini's take on Perpetual Motion. Next hour, music by some composers where, well, I'm curious to know if you have heard from them before. So we've got a fun morning lined up. Right now we are going to listen to a Schubert symphony that we haven't heard in a while here on KPR, number 6. I'm on a Schubert symphony kick this month, so let's take a listen together. It's about half an hour. Roy Goodman is conducting the Hanover Band. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio. Schubert's Symphony No. 6 here on Kansas Public Radio. Roy Goodman and the Hanover Band. Hope you enjoyed that listen. It's not one of Schubert's popular, well, all of his symphonies are, of course, popular, but it's not one of his most popular, and I still really, really like it. I also really like Paganini's Perpetual Motion. We get to hear that this hour, and some lovely English folk songs coming up. Would like to thank some of our sponsors because you keep us all on the airwaves. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, and support for classical music here on Kansas Public Radio comes from St. Joseph, Missouri, home to 14 area museums, 3 National Historic Trails, landmark architecture, and the Kansas City Chiefs Summer Training Camp. Details at stjomo.com, that's stjomo.com, and Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More info at cromwellenvironmental.com. All right, let's listen to Vaughan Williams, an English folk song suite. This is Adrian Bolt with the London Symphony Orchestra. And the movements are March, 17 Come Sunday, an intermezzo, My Bonnie Boy, another march, folk songs from Somerset. It's really just beautiful music, as is most everything Vaughan Williams writes. It's just gorgeous. It is right now on KPR. Vaughan Williams' English Folk Song Suite here on KPR. Adrian Bolt and the London Symphony Orchestra. Beautiful. Oh, I love Vaughan Williams. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being here with me this morning. Next hour, music by a composer that you may not recognize, but the music's really lovely. And do you know what else is lovely? Our community spotlight. I love our community spotlights. And support for KPR's community spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org. Well, I opened the show with Johann Strauss II's Perpetual Motion. And now I've got a version by Paganini. Yes, I do. I will be very curious to know what you think of the differences by the composers. So this is Perpetual Motion by Paganini. We heard Perpetual Motion by Johann Strauss II. Enjoy on KPR. I did not tell you that even though it's originally for violin, that was the banjo. Bella Fleck on banjo, and get this, Edgar Meyer on piano. You know, Edgar Meyer's a great bass player who plays with Bella Fleck, and when I saw that he was playing the piano, I said, what? He's playing the piano. Yes, a lot of times if you go to symphony orchestra concerts, The violins do their little show-offy thing where they stand and play Perpetual Motion by Paganini from memory. It's pretty funny. It's like an encore piece. So I thought it was pretty neat when I found the banjo piano version. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. Maybe you want to hear it again. I'm hinting. I'm hinting out there. I want an excuse to play it again. Can you go to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest so that I can program it for Classics by Request? And then I can say, well, people really, really wanted to hear it, so I had to break the rules and play it again. Next hour, I've got some Mozart and Beethoven, and I'm opening with a sinfonia by a composer that you may not recognize, but it is a delightful little sinfonia. It's about 85 degrees out right now. It's a little cloudy. There is a 30% chance of storms today, so keep your eyes to the sky. This is Kansas Public Radio.
It's been a big year for the global girl group Cat's Eye, from viral songs and dances to awards and a memorable Coachella performance. But it hasn't been all smooth sailing.
We have become this like emblem of representation. It's come with a lot of pushback.
I'm Elsa Chang. My conversation with the group on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. with Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANQ Chanute, Junction City, and so many other great frequencies out there. Thank you for being here with us on Kansas Public Radio. It looks like this afternoon, fun music in the noon hour by Holst for cello and orchestra, some sea shanties by Malcolm Arnold and Haydn's Horn Signal Symphony, classical music from 12 to 3 with Jeff. And if you've got a request, by the way, for Classics by Request, I'll mention it again, go to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest and let me know what you would like to hear. I am Destiny. NPR News is coming up next, and then I will be right back on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. The House has failed to extend a program that allows the U.S. to gather intelligence on people overseas. Lawmakers would not support the FISA extension. This is a disagreement with President Trump's decision to name Bill Pulte as the U.S. Acting Director of Intelligence. Pulte runs an agency responsible for mortgage lending. He has no intelligence experience. President Trump says the U.S. will launch heavier attacks on Iran tonight. He made the claim on social media this morning. The two countries have been trading military strikes since the downing of an Apache attack helicopter Monday. President Trump blamed that on Iran. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben reports.
The president has continually made threats and pronouncements about the war on social media, and this latest post amps up his rhetoric. He wrote that the U.S. will be, quote, hitting Iran, adding later in all caps, very hard tonight. Trump also threatened to attack Karg Island, which is central to Iran's oil exports. However, Trump told Fox News this morning that the U.S. and Iran are still in talks. He added that he doesn't want to have boots on the ground, but that if he wants, he could send in, quote, a small group of soldiers. President Trump has said many times that an end to the war could come imminently. Earlier this week, he said an agreement to end the war could be coming within days. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News, the White House.
The latest edition of the Men's World Cup soccer tournament kicks off in a few hours. NPR's Ada Peralta is in Mexico City, where the first game will be played between Mexico and South Africa.
The favorites are who you might expect: Spain, France, Portugal, England, and the defending champion, Argentina. The U.S. and Mexico are very likely to get out of the group stage, but it's hard to believe they'll make it much further than that. But I'm not going to say that too loudly here. Historically, the national team here has been nothing but disappointment, but this tournament is yet to start, so hope is intact.
NPR's Ada Peralta reporting. The largest Protestant denomination in the U.S. has moved a step closer to banning women from serving as pastors. Thousands of Southern Baptists voted in favor of the formal ban during an annual meeting in Florida. NPR's Kristen Wright has more.
Southern Baptist leaders invoked 17th century church doctrine in bringing the initial vote to the floor. The proposed amendment to the Southern Baptist Convention's constitution specifies that only men should preach the Word of God to the conservative evangelical congregations. But advocacy group Baptist Women in Ministry put up a billboard near the meeting venue that says God calls women to pastor, preach, and minister. Reverend Meredith Stone is the executive director.
While they were hearing these negative messages from the SBC, they would also hear the positive message that God values them equally and that they should be equally valued in the church.
A final vote is planned for next year's meeting. Kristen Wright, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. A Sinfonia by Josef Myslivicek here on KPR. Matthias Bamert and the London Mozart Players. Myslivicek, a Czech composer, friends with Mozart, indeed. So we will hear from his friend Mozart coming up in just a moment. Fun fact alert. Well, first, I'm Destiny. This is a classical music show, but I love classical music fun facts. I was reading up on this composer, Myslivicek, and an incompetent surgeon burned off his nose while trying to treat a mysterious illness. Wow. Good thing the healthcare system has improved since then. Indeed. Speaking of things not working like incompetent surgeons, my special sponsor log here bit the dust and I didn't get a chance to thank some of our new supporters last hour. And I'm going to do that right now. Many of them you know. The Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. And Mammoth, presenting Alison Krauss and Union Station June 21st at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Alison Krauss and Union Station at Topeka PAC June 21st. All right, how about another, I'm on a divertimento kick this month, too. One that has not been played in a really long time on KPR, like 3 years. Mozart's divertimento K137 is the number, and it's the Mozarteum Camerata with Sándor Vaig conducting. It is now on KPR. A lovely divertimento by Mozart here on KPR. That was Sándor Vaig conducting the Mozarteum Camerata. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. I hope you are all well. Glad to be listening to music with you. Indeed, I am. I've got some Beethoven coming up for you. And next hour, I have some really interesting things that we're going to listen to here on Kansas Public Radio. I indeed would love to thank more of our supporters because we have so many and they're all wonderful. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Union Station presenting the Berlin Wall, A World Divided, presented by Chase. Indeed, you can find out more information about that online. And, you know, my computer bit the dust again, so I'm going to have to go back to the old-fashioned printed records here. Man, the gremlins of technology are at us today. All right, let's listen to this Beethoven piano concerto. It is number 4. Yay, a piano concerto by Beethoven. Maurizio Pollini. I love the opening to this concerto. It is so pretty. Claudio Abbado is conducting the Berlin Phil. Yay! I'm excited. Okay, here we go on KPR. Maurizio Pollini on piano here on Kansas Public Radio, performing Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4 with Claudio Abbado and the Berlin Phil. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. Next hour, some very interesting music for you, some of which I don't know if you've heard it before. I'm going to see if the computer works this time so that I actually have a chance to thank all of our great sponsors that keep us on the air. Here we go. Let's try. Support for classical music on KPR comes from St. Joseph, Missouri, home to 14 museums, 3 National Historic Trails, landmark architecture, and the Kansas City Chiefs Summer Training Camp. Details at stjomo.com. That's stjomo.com. And Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testings for solution for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. And, of course, the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Info about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting Alison Krauss in Union Station, June 21st at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Alison Krauss and Union Station at Topeka PAC, June 21st. And the LMH Health Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information available at lmh.org. It is 11:01. This is Kansas Public Radio. We're going to dip into NPR news for a little 4-minute news brief at the top of the hour and then back to music on KPR.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lacey.
Support for NPR comes from the U.S. Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. This is Kansas Public Radio. Louis Spohr, the Alruna Overture here on KPR, Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin. An interesting overture that he modeled after the magic flute. Alruna was something that he never realized, the whole opera, but we still have that overture. It's pretty nice, and it is similar to the Mozart. I am Destiny. This is Kansas Public Radio. I am glad you are here with me this morning. This hour, I've got a gorgeous harp concerto and also something about Central Asia. It's going to be really nice. Coming up next, I'm really particularly excited for this one. I don't know that many of you have heard it. It's by George Templeton Strong, and it's Suite number 1 from his Notebook of Sketches, and it's very colorful writing. In fact, I even have some things to tell you about it. So This particular suite evokes 19th century romantic worlds, and it features vivid nocturnal and rural imagery. It's in four movements. The first one, Eclogue, a pastoral, idyllic opening. The second, The Elves Blow the Horn, a brief, magical, and darting movement. The next, The Cemetery, Saraband of the Dead. So, of course, it's going to be somber and pretty stately. This here says it's an introspective medieval dance. And finally, in the end, The Night Watch, atmospheric tavern sounds paired with a distant night watch call. Yes, indeed. And the other suites look really neat, too. This is just number one. I've got the Moscow Symphony Orchestra, George Templeton Strong, Notebook of Sketches on KPR. Notebook of Sketches, suite number one from George Templeton Strong's three suites for Notebook of Sketches. That was the Moscow Symphony Orchestra. Pretty raucous music there at the ending. Don't worry, I've got a harp concerto to calm us down coming up in about 10 minutes. Borodin is coming up. Music from a composer who was primarily a chemist and doctor. Wow, so many talents. You know who else is talented? Our supporters. They keep us on the radio. That's why they're talented. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a concert by Robin Hitchcock on June 26th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org. And we are live. We are local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. And I am Destiny with some pretty cheesy segues today. I need to step up the creativity. All right, right now, something that's quite creative. Borodin's In the Steppes of Central Asia. This music is very interesting. It depicts a caravan's journey across the Central Asian desert, escorted by Russian soldiers, and it symbolizes the meeting of East and West through intertwining melodies. You will hear sounds like the tramp of horses and camels, distant songs, silence of the desert. Borodin composed this in 1880 and dedicated it to Franz Liszt. Let's see here. I've got the National Philharmonic Orchestra playing it with Loris Chekhnovorian conducting. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio. Alexander Borodin here on KPR in the Steppes of Central Asia. Loris Chekhnovorian conducting the National Philharmonic. Neat music indeed. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. And I've got a gorgeous harp concerto, considered one of the most famous, by François Boisdeux. It's a nice way to close our morning 3 hours together. So let's just get right in it. It's the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra with Nicanor Zabaleta on the harp right now on KPR. François Boisdeux Harp Concerto here on KPR. The Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra with Nicanor Zabaleta on the harp. Gorgeous harp music. What a way to end our morning of music together. It looks like Jeff is in for some fun music in the noon hour by Holst for cello and orchestra. Some sea shanties, yay, by Malcolm Arnold. And Haydn's Horn Signal Symphony. That is a fun one. You can listen for the horn in that symphony. Ha ha. Classical music from 12 to 3. I am Destiny. Tomorrow is Classics by Request. It's going to be fun. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a concert by Robin Hitchcock on June 26th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details on that are at freestatefestival.org. Yes, if you've got a special request of something you would like to hear, just go to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest.
Between AI and social media and misinformation, it's good to be skeptical of what you hear. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting.
And tell us what NPR has learned about these back-channel efforts from countries.
Driven by curiosity, not an agenda.
Oh, that part is news to me. What's going on here?
Get the facts every weekday.
Every weekday, Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. with Matthew Algio. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from Union Station, presenting The Berlin Wall, A World Divided, presented by Chase, featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of the Berlin Wall, now open. More info is available at unionstation.org. And this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, offering care through a variety of morning, midday, afternoon, and evening clinics, thanks to volunteer providers and community support. Details at mhkfreeclinic.org. It's 12:01. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.